This is Fresh Air. Nora Jane Struthers is a singer-songwriter who grew up in New Jersey and was teaching high school English in Brooklyn before moving to Nashville to attempt a full-time career in music. With her band The Party Line, she's just released a new album called Wake. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
I used to let this body carry me around.
Nora Jane Struthers sings in a clear, unadorned manner. It suits the direct lyrics that fill up her new album, Wake. Given the content of the songs, the title seems in part to refer to an awakening Struthers has had about who she is, what she wants to do, and how she wants to sound. Struthers uses this album to tell some autobiographical stories. They tend to be terse and quietly witty. In this, Nora Jane lives up to being named after Nora Charles in Dashiell Hammett's The Thin Man and Jane Austen. In the song called The South, Struthers traces her journey from New Jersey to Nashville, proclaiming the South as the place where she feels most at ease. All of this set to a spare, gentle melody.
I was born in Virginia. I live in Tennessee. Grandma came from Carolina. I was raised in New Jersey. It's just something about the air down here. It's much easier to breathe. And I damn sure ain't ashamed of where I come from. But I ain't never gonna leave.
A visit to YouTube brought earlier videos of Struthers singing straight folk music and bluegrass, influences that are consigned to the outer edges of this album. Although the instrumentation is country, there's a rock and roll force and forthrightness on many of the songs here, such as an anthem of self-definition called Let Go.
I wrote it down when I was 14, not to slouch, just to seem like I was shorter than the boys. And I started carving out the weak parts, still I was a woman.
That song, Let Go, is about the roles women play throughout their lives to fulfill certain expectations. Struthers is pushing back against that. You wouldn't expect anything less from a rock and roller. But Struthers is as prey as any of us are to the way that falling in love can make you dependent happily, hungrily dependent on the person you're in love with. Which is why another song here, Lovin' You, is in some ways even more of a test of feminist principles than Let Go. In an interview, she referred to this state of mind as strength through vulnerability. And Lovin' You expresses that with even more emphasis. Although she's based in Nashville and her band The Party Line deploys banjo and fiddle and sometimes imports a pedal steel guitar, no one is going to hear the material on Wake as pure country music. It's singer-songwriter stuff in confessional mode. But it's rare for her to slip into mere self-absorption. Struthers always sounds alert to what's going on around her, who she's surrounded by. And she forms brisk opinions about all of this.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Wake, the new album from Nora Jane Struthers. Coming up, the creators of the web series High Maintenance, about a pot dealer and his clients. This is Fresh Air.